Unit 6, pages 124 to 125. Reading 2. School trips in Japan. Japanese school children are generally taken on school trips twice a year, usually in the spring and fall. These one-day trips are called ensoku, which means far, and foot. As the word suggests, students often hike to a place of natural beauty or travel to the center of a big city. These short trips combine fun with education and are used for teaching students how to prepare for an outing, how to travel safely and in a civilized manner, and how to organize their own activities. The destination varies from grade to grade. The younger students visit some place local within their own town and usually go on foot. The older kids, however, often take buses or ride the train to a slightly farther local place of interest. The destination usually has some cultural value in Japanese history or something to do with a local product or craft of the area. Whereas ensoku only lasts one day, shugakuryoku, which is an overnight trip, lasts 2 to 3 days. In contrast to school trips in Israel, Japanese students use public transportation to get to the chosen location. The general purpose of the trips is still the same as the short trip. Students usually go to famous places in Japan, large cultural centers, or big cities, such as Kyoto. In some schools, all classes above fourth grade often go together on the same trip. In other schools, high school students get to go on trips that also involve recreation along with popular tourist attractions. While on a school trip, students have to wear their school uniform. Elementary school pupils who don't have a uniform have to wear the school hat and a name tag. They are supposed to bring their own food, something to drink, and some treats. Choosing the treats a student can take plays a major role in preparing for a school trip. Teachers decide on the amount of money students can spend on the treats they buy, and students aren't allowed to spend more than the sum the teacher has decided on. Students exchange the treats they bought, and by doing so, develop social skills, which is another aim of these trips. It seems that school trips in Japan don't involve as much physical effort as they do in Israel, but are no less educational in their own way.